Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Communications Minister labels national partial internet blackout a crisis as she briefs Parliament on the urgent steps to restore full connectivity.
This process, I'm told, might take between 1 and 2 weeks for the actual repairs, while it will take about 2 to 3 weeks of transit time for the vessel to pick up the spares and then travel from Europe to West Africa once the vessel is mobilized. And that is why the NCA indicated that it would take a minimum time of a period of about 5 weeks for full services to be restored.
We are live in Parliament for some reactions.
This is Top Story with Evans Mensah.
Well, Communications Minister Esla Owusu-Akufo has in the last few minutes been briefing Parliament on the national partial internet blackout. She's called it a crisis and she's been laying out the efforts government is currently embarking upon to restore full connectivity. It includes the consideration of satellite options, but she warns it's going to be expensive. She's been detailing the investigations done so far, trying to nail down the actual cost of the simultaneous cutting of all our cables, bringing internet and data services to Ghana.
Until October 2023, we had 5 submarine cable providers, SAT3, Main One, WAX, Glow, and ACE, and another cable from the Facebook Meta-led to Africa Consortium, which landed in November 2023. This to Africa cable will be live in the fourth quarter of this year. It is currently not live. For clarity, this incident may have been caused by a landslide under sea that has wiped out most of the fiber cables between Ghana and Europe that have a landing station in Abidjan connecting to Ghana. A separate event in the Red Sea has also cut cables going around the other direction from Africa to Europe. By chance, there are 2 cables that have been unaffected, the Google Equiano cable and the Angola to Brazil cables. Both, however, cannot support the lost capacity with the same levels of quality and the same latency within a reasonable time. It's truly unprecedented for all of these cables to be cut around the same time, and no one could have anticipated that.
It says efforts put in place by the NCA so far together with the mobile telecom operators should lead to improvement in your connectivity. Now,
preliminary findings and further investigations of this fault have revealed that the fault occurred due to external incidents that resulted in cuts on the submarine cable systems in the Atlantic Ocean, offshore Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal along the coast of West Africa and Portugal. The subsea cable landing service providers have remotely identified the approximate locations of the damage and they've made preparations to dispatch repair vessels to the locations for physical assessment and restoration. As I've indicated, this didn't affect AT as they had executed connectivity with a cable provider that does not land in Ghana. This disruption has had a major impact on almost all industries, affecting economic, commercial, academic, and social activities, among others. The likely causes of the outage. most submarine cable faults occur as a result of human activities such as fishing or anchoring in shallow waters near shore. Natural hazards such as earthquakes and landslides undersea, and then equipment failure. Given the distance from land and the cable depth, which yesterday, 17th March, the NCEA has updated on the incremental additional capacity and the monitoring of the situation, which confirms that the consumer experience is improving. It is our expectation that this will continue while efforts are underway for full restoration of services. In treating this crisis as well, the NCA has been issuing regular communications to the general public and will continue to do so until full restoration of service is achieved.
Well, since the crisis last week, there have been calls on the government, the communications ministry, to be precise, for government to consider satellite options as a backup in the interim. This is the communications minister's response to that.
With regard to the use of satellites as an alternative, it is important to note that the bandwidth of a satellite backup for network operators cannot replace the capacity that has been lost due to the outage. Satellite backup for consumers is more feasible. However, the cost is relatively much higher than the terrestrial solutions. Immediate initiatives that need the government will undertake is that we will license satellite gateway earth stations, landing rights, and satellite earth station networks. OneWeb has already been licensed. Starlink is in the process of being licensed. And other operators are being encouraged to land in Ghana. We must also invest in operationalizing RASCOM, the Regional African Satellite Company, instead of each country going it alone. All network operators must arrange and implement alternative routes to restore full services as they are currently doing.
And she confirms it will take up to 5 weeks to restore full internet connectivity.
The initial remote investigations by all affected cable providers have given them the approximate locations where the cables have been damaged. To commence the repairs, these cable providers need permits from the authorities in Cote d'Ivoire and or Senegal. Their vessels will then be assigned to retrieve the necessary spares required for the repair work before sailing to the fault location to conduct the physical repair work. The affected section of the submarine cable will have to be pulled up from the seabed onto the ship, where the repair vessel, where it will be spliced by skilled technicians to complete the repair. It will then be tested for any defects, and which will be fixed and then lowered back to the seabed. This process, I'm told, might take between 1 and 2 weeks for the actual repairs, while it will take about 2 to 3 weeks of transit time for the vessel to pick up the spares and then travel from Europe to West Africa once the vessel is mobilized. And that is why the NCA indicated that it would take a minimum time of a period of about 5 weeks for full services to be restored.
Let me take it to Parliament, where there have been some reactions to what we've just been listening to there from the Communications Minister, Kweku Asante, Parliamentary Correspondent, joins me now. Kweku, there have been some reaction on the floor, including suggestions that this may be sabotage?
Yes, Evans, the reactions have been pouring in thick and fast. Haruna Idrisu is a former Communications Minister. He says he has his own specific doubt that this may have been an act of sabotage by another country, but of course he's still doing investigation. But substantively, he blames successive governments for failing to do the significant investment in the sector so that the country is not entirely reliant on private operators.
Now, Mr. Speaker, even if they do so or lights off, you can rely on a lantern or your phone lights. internet dunso or internet outage, we simply don't have an immediate response as a country. Mr. Speaker, I was suspicious that probably this could be the action of some international player that didn't want people to monitor what was happening in that part of the world. I was suspicious. I'm still doing my own investigation to satisfy my curiosity that is not it. So, Mr. Speaker, Minister, probably next time when you are coming, let the regulator accompany you. I was watching your back to see whether the NCA would have accompanied you so that when members make contributions, they will be guided to regulate all of us very well. But Mr. Speaker, as you rightly said, 5G network, fifth generation network. Mr. Speaker, even this parliament must take interest in what happens to Ghana's fifth generation network. One, is going to bring in revenue. Two, that is the only way you can reduce your significant market share. Three, that is the only way you can allow competition and reignite competition within the telecom sector. But Mr. Speaker, internet outage, Minister, this is not one of the things anybody will blame government. So you can have your peace and have your rest. We will not blame Nanago.
Honorable member. Thank you very much.
And Kweku, there have also been questions around how much this is going to cost us to restore full connectivity.
Yes, in fact, talking about investment, the Member of Parliament for Ebuaka South, Samuel Atatia, is asking if it's possible that Ghana, as a country, can take it upon itself to build the redundancy needed for these telcos to operate.
That is a force majeure, which in law means an unforeseeable circumstance that prevents someone from fulfilling a contract. Something that is not anticipated. Good. Now, my concern is that, or if I understand what she said, that as of now, we are not, so far as our internet infrastructure is concerned as a country, we are not wing of international infrastructure. Yes, we are not independent. We are still dependent on them. So, what is agitating my mind is that, are we making any plans, or do we have a plan that this could be something that can really hit us? And therefore, let's find our local alternative. And does he know the capital outlay in trying to have one of our own? And if there are any timelines, I mean, this is a very, very, very important revelation she's brought, that we are still colonial in our orientation as far as internet access and facilities are concerned. Thank you, Honourable Speaker.
Thank you,
Chairman. Did the minister provide the costs from this question that was asked by Atacha? Hello, Kweku.
Yes, Evans.
Did the minister provide the costs?
Well, the minister hasn't done so. It was the Member of Parliament for Digo from Sam George, in his address and his remarks on this statement, that said that could cost about $14 billion. He was using the Google fiber optic cables that have been laid on the continent as the benchmark. He says that is not something that a country is in the position to do. There have been a number of reactions, in particular Sam George himself, talking about what he believes has been the lax regulatory prowess of the National Communications Authority. He says the reason why Airtel Tigo is still operating, AT, I should say, is because they have built redundancy and the national regulator has not been able to force that down on MTN and Telcel, and that is why they've been significantly affected. Evan, there's also been a matter of whether or not the minister's statement was plagiarized or not. A member of parliament for Tamale Central has actually, on the floor of the House, said he has a copy of a similar statement issued in Nigeria, which he said is word for word the statement that was delivered on the floor, and he's currently addressing the media to provide some further elucidation on that allegation he made on the floor.
Okay, and Kweku, we'll return to you on that particular bit as it develops. Let me bring in Samuel now to George, who is a deputy ranking on the Communications Committee in Parliament. Sam George, so you heard the Communications Minister today. Are you satisfied with the measures she spelled out today that government is currently spearheading to restore full connectivity?
Evans, good evening to you and your listeners. Well, government is not spearheading anything. private operators of the subsea cables are spearheading repair work. And that's what I pointed out to the minister, that the regulator she oversees, the NTA, have failed. And we must be able to call the NTA out and say they have failed under the minister, and we expect better from them. Because they failed to ensure that we had adequate redundancy in the country. They failed to ensure that we had other players in the industry land in Ghana. I mean, the speaker cut me off because of time constraints. But the point I was going to make on the floor is that a provider like Equiano, which is the Google line, it Google's subsea cable for 2 years was seeking permission to land in Ghana. The NTA failed to facilitate that, and so they went to Togo. It is that very line today that is providing connectivity in Togo and Nigeria. So if the regulator failed to allow that that sea cable land in Accra for 2 years, frustrated them, and they had to go to Togo. And today, we don't have capacity. Meanwhile, there's capacity on that line. Who do we hold responsible? Glo had its Glo 1 cable landing in Ghana. It was commissioned in 2002 by Haruna Idrisu under the Mills Mahama administration. Glo had to fold up and close down its line, Glo 1 line in Ghana, on the 14th of January this year. Today, Glo 1 is one of the main backers that is providing capacity in Nigeria. So imagine if the ministry and NTA had not frustrated Glo out of the country. We would have had capacity that we could piggyback on. So this is not rocket science. This is the failure of the NTA in doing its job.
But today, the minister also says they gave a directive last year to the MNOs to extend connectivity in terms of the cables and the providers that they sign on to. That's why, he says, AT went beyond that directive and is currently still providing internet services because of their connection, I believe, to the Glo 1.
Well, that directive, that policy directive, has existed. But the NCA has failed to make sure it is complied. If MTN and Telcel, who are the top two largest operators in Ghana, between MTN and Telcel, you're looking at almost 90% of the market. And if the two operators that control 90% of your market have failed to comply with a simple directive on making sure that there is redundancy with a sea cable outside that doesn't land within the country, and the NCA have not done anything about it, until as a nation we are caught pants down, we need to be questioning the people sitting at the NTA and the people at the ministry. And you see, Evan, a very key point that has been missed on a lot of people is the fact that the fintech industry has been hardly hit by this process. Now, the fintechs are a new sector of our economy we are looking to grow. Many of these PSPs, payment service providers, and electronic money issuers have been hit so hard that if care is not taken, many of them may not survive this. 120 hours. Many of them are unable to process payments from their external partners. It is a critical time we're in that industry. And the NTA has no direct policy to deal with that.
But I heard the minister today, though, say that the directive was complied with by MTN and Telcel, but ART just went beyond that to have another connection to Glo 1.
No. If they had existing arrangements, they would have piggybacked on those immediately. Telcel sits on SAT3. MTN sits on WAX. Both of them have some level of arrangement with ACE. ACE also sits in Ghana. So both SAT3, WAX, and ACE all land in Ghana. AT is able to carry capacity because they have another connection through, I think it's called Mayob or something, to a Nigerian a cable that lands in Nigeria. That's why they are there. So you should have had similar connectivities to other cables that land either in Togo or land in Lagos by MTN and Telcel. And you see, we should be asking ourselves, why is it that Ghana is just under 50% recovery? Meanwhile, Ivory Coast is almost 80% recovery. Ivory Coast is the country that was hit the most. Nigeria's NPC has announced 90% recovery. So when countries are talking 80-90% recovery, Ghana is struggling to hit 50%.
Today, we also learned about government efforts to now license internet satellite providers, satellite service providers like Starlink, etc. He says they didn't have the regime yet to license. That is why they have not had the situation where we would have had the backup, say, with Starlink. And that is, again, going to be very expensive for us. What do you make of that announcement today?
You see, that's, again, entirely correct from the minister. There is an ISP in Ghana today that is providing satellite uplinks. So when the minister suggests that there is no regime for it, she doesn't know what she's talking about. There is a regime for it.
That this entity has been licensed?
I'm saying that there is an entity that has satellite uplink in Ghana. And I'm saying this for a fact because just on Sunday, I had to speak to that entity to support a fintech company to give them capacity on their satellite uplink. There's an ISP in Ghana today that is providing satellite uplinks.
But you heard it today say that they're now about to, you know, fine tune the regime.
Yeah, so maybe they're trying to do things with guys like Starlink and co. But I'm saying to you that there is existing companies in Ghana today that are providing services to private sector players using satellite uplinks.
Thankfully, we can speak to Kofi Ntimyebua Akodia, who is a General Manager, Regulatory and Administration at NCA, joins us right now. Thank you, sir, for your time here on Top Story. I mean, so we just had the minister speak to us about where we are with trying to restore full connectivity. You said this is going to take us up to 5 weeks, but also instructively today, I had the minister lay out a new policy directive that will require the MNOs to establish connections with more providers such as the subsea cable providers beyond what we currently have. What's the rationale for that?
Thank you. So with regards to connecting with other subsea cables, not every subsea cable lands in Ghana. So we want to connect with other subsea cables in other countries to increase the redundancy that we have. And in this case, we are getting capacity from Nigeria and from Togo. And this is from international partners that are landing in those countries which are not landed in Ghana.
So connect to other subsea cable providers that do not necessarily land in Ghana. That's the new directive now.
Yes.
Okay. But 80, isn't that what 80 is already doing, for which reason they have not had the issues that others have had?
80 is getting capacity from Nigeria.
Sorry, please say that again.
80 is also getting capacity from an international partner in Nigeria.
And the criticism is that when the directive was given, I believe a year or so ago, for all the MNOs to extend connectivity beyond just one or two subsea cable providers, many of them comply, but not to the full extent of the directive. Is that accurate?
No, all of them complied. They were supposed to connect to three subsea cables landing in them. Minimum of three subsea cables.
A minimum of three. That was a directive. That was a policy directive.
Yeah.
And as now, we... Go on, please.
Yes, that's it.
But as we know, we have four subsea cable providers. And all of them are connected to the four?
Yes, they have physical connectivity to the subsea cable. Yeah.
Okay. So, but 80 went beyond the minimum, I guess is the explanation for why they are still live and not affected as much.
Yeah, but the service 80 is getting is through a subsea cable in Ghana. Just that the provider is getting capacity from Nigeria.
The question about satellite also was raised today, about the alternative use of satellites in the interim and in the long term. The minister says you're now fine-tuning the legal regime for licensing. We've just heard from the deputy ranking on the communications committee, who says categorically that there's already an entity in this country that provides satellite uplinks for the provision of internet and data services.
Yeah. So NCC will speak to issues with regards to satellite data.
But that is important now, is it not? Because the question is about the alternative, the immediate alternative. And satellite has become an alternative, is it not? Now.
Yeah. Actually, I cannot speak to that now. But if you realize the capacity within the country, or the services have improved significantly. And it's because of services from international partners who are providing capacity for the mobile network operators and also for the subsea cable providers.
I mean, the minister explained that. So which are these international partners specifically? Hello, Kofi.
Hello.
Which are these international partners specifically?
So these are services caused by the mobile network operators. So from cables that are not landing in Ghana.
But do we or do we not have an internet service provider that operates primarily on a satellite and that can provide that alternative, which is really the point that Sam George had made?
I have to confirm that.
But you are in the process of fine-tuning the licensing regime for licensing service satellite-based service providers like Starlink?
Yes.
Why haven't we done this before?
As I mentioned earlier, NCA will speak to the issues with regards to satellite data.
On the subject of when we can expect full connectivity, the timeline you gave, the minister confirmed that is 5 weeks, remains the same.
So let me add more information to that. So the 5 week minimum is the timeline for fixing the cables that have experienced outages. That doesn't mean we are not going to improve capacity. And that's you yourself have experienced, or everyone has experienced, the services have improved significantly, and the telcos are still sourcing for capacity from international partners. So in the coming days, the services are going to improve further.
As we talk tonight, what is the connectivity percentage, if you like, as we speak right now? It was put around 10 to 20% at the beginning of last week, or late last week when this crisis hit. Where are we tonight? In terms of the restoration,
We're still getting figures from the service provider, so we'll need those data.
Okay, but that is important, right? People then can begin to plan around that. I mean, yes, Nigeria, yes. I believe, from what I've just heard from Sam George, is operating now at 90% capacity. Where are we tonight? Do you know?
I have to keep details. Later.
Thank you very much. That's Kofi Nti Yeboah. Cordia is a general manager, regulatory and administration at NCA. Sam George is still with me, is he? Mr. George, we lost him there. But also, it's important to hear from the telcos themselves, and we will do so on Newsnight, because as we heard today, the new directive is coming now for MNOs to be connected to a few more subsea cable providers. So Sam George is back on. Sam George, you had the NCA responses to some of the key questions you raised.
Let me just look. I didn't want to get an invoice from you for doing advertisement, but let me state clearly: KNET is an ISP in Ghana. KNET is offering satellite services. So why would anybody, like I'm saying, this is something I know for a fact, and there are clients of KNET who are uplinked using satellite connectivity as we speak, and they are licensed by the NCA.
Well, he says that that's something that they'll be speaking to pretty shortly.
So,
NCA.
If they want to set up a whole new regime for the likes of Starlink and all of that, that's a different question. You get it. But as we speak today, there is capacity with an ISP to be able to provide services using satellite uplinks.
Sam George, thank you very much. And there has been a press conference still in Parliament as this begins to take a life of its own. Fundamentally, you want reliable internet service. You've heard the minister explain today, and some other additional details from the NCA's General Manager of Regulatory and Administration. First of all, happy with what your government is doing to restore full capacity when it comes to the internet services, data as well. I want to hear from you. 0551111997.
Ladies and gentlemen.